This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We're still recovering, Brian, from the dizzying heights from her 2014 debut EP called Dizzy. And Nussi joins us live in the Joy Studios. Hi, Nussi.
Hi, Nussi.
Last year was your EP, your debut EP last year called Dizzy.
Yes.
I guess, what made you get into music and how has the EP gone since last year? What's been happening?
How did I get into music? Well, I kind of started music from a really young age. I was four when my parents put me into piano lessons, so I kind of didn't really have a choice at that age. They kind of said, you go learn, you do this. And it just was really great because I actually really liked it. So that was, you know, good by them. Well done. Thanks, Mum and Dad. Yeah, no, so I kind of just kept doing it and realized I was probably about 14, 15 when I kind of realized it was something I wanted to make a career out of. And then met these really awesome guys, Michael DeLorenzis and Michael Painter, and decided to make a record with them, and that was the EP.
Because Michael Painter was in The Voice.
Yes,
a couple
he
of
was.
Years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago now.
And he's also working a lot behind the scenes these days. So I guess, how did you meet him first of all?
Well, I actually met him through Michael DeLorenzis. So Michael DeLorenzis and I were at uni together. We both studied music at Box Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually used to sing backups for Michael Painter when he was kind of doing his solo shows. So then we all kind of started working together. And
what's it like in the studio?
Oh, awesome. They both are just so great. They've both kind of got their own real like individual talents. And I don't know, I think because we've all kind of known each other for so long, you know, they kind of know how to get the best out of me. And it's just a really kind of friendly working environment. It's awesome.
Your parents and brother are big influences. Yes. Nussi, and motivators for you. I think Madonna's in there somewhere as well.
Oh my gosh, I just got tickets to her show next year.
Lucky.
You got good seats?
I hope so. My auntie booked them.
Oh, geez. Well, we hope she's teed you up with some good ones.
I think she did. I'm really excited.
Your brother's a drummer.
Yes.
What's your relationship like with him? And have you guys worked together before?
We have worked together before. You know, when we were younger, we kind of played together a lot. I kind of bullied him a lot. I think it made him better.
Yeah.
You know, but he was really, really great. And he kind of stopped playing for a little while, kind of got more into his sport, you know, focused on that. And then I wrote a show for Adelaide Fringe 2013 and I kind of said to him, you know, I hadn't played a live show for a while and I kind of said to him, I don't want to do this if you don't do it with me.
Mm.
So I kind of forced him back into playing. But I think he liked it and he gets up and plays little bits with us every now and then. So it's really, really, really fun.
So last year's EP, Dizzy, I guess with your first EP, it's quite exciting, right? Because you're listening to music for your first time.
So
I love that
and
song.
I guess what's the reaction been like from your fans and the public since the EP?
It's been so great. I honestly could never have imagined that it was going to be received as well as it was. It's so nerve-wracking kind of putting something out that you've worked so long and so hard on. And then for people to actually really love it, it's, you know, for people even just to read things that people have said on social media and things when they, you know, say that they like your music and whatever, it's just, I don't know, it's so hard to explain because it's just the most amazing feeling in the world.
Well, let's play your debut single. This is from last year. It was on our Joy Daytime playlist as well.
Yeah, it was. That was so awesome.
We had a chat last year too.
We did.
You were part of my first Fresh Air slot last September. I remember we had a chat.
Yeah, I did.
And we played this as well.
And I was doing social media for him.
That's
anyway,
right.
Anyway, Brian, this is Nussi with Dizzy.
You're on Joy.
Dizzy, baby.
Joy 94.9. That is Dizzy from Nussi. Nussi?
Yes.
Nussi.
That's me.
And Nussi is live in the Joy Studios tonight. Now, Nussi, your new single called My Heroine, it's a great track.
Thank you so much.
What inspired that track and the lyrics?
Okay, so basically when we kind of set about writing this song, we kind of started thinking about, you know, I think most people have kind of been in a situation, in a relationship where they kind of know this is really bad for me and this is not a great situation. However, sometimes, like, you kind of just stay in it. And I don't really know why.
It's convenient, yeah. Or you don't want to hit the other person.
It's almost like you're addicted to the feeling of how good it feels, that that kind of outweighs how bad it makes you feel at the bad times. So I don't know. So we kind of started writing about that, and that's basically what it's about.
Take us through the new video, Nussi. Yes. I want to ask. It's one of those you can't take your eyes off, literally, to the very last second.
Yeah, it's got a small,
very crazy twist.
Small plot twist.
Very
a
crazy
story,
twist.
We were organising a show tonight on FaceTime.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen the video. So I watched the video and Brian's watching me watching it. How weird is that? Yeah. Anyway, I was watching to the very, very end. And then I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I kept telling him, I'm like, Leo, you need to stay to the very end. Just keep watching to the
end.
It's
such a cool video.
And people think it's finished and it's not
definitely not finished.
Who thought of the concept, and how did you guys do the whole concept and the whole
thing? Where did that idea come from?
So
who's your creative director?
The concept was the concept came from the two guys that directed it, Jared Osborne and Julian Lucas. Their company's called Wildebeest, and they were the same guys that did the film clip for Dizzy. So that film clip was so great in my books that I thought I just don't want to work with anyone except them. So I kind of sent them the song and kind of gave them free rein to really pitch whatever they wanted to me. And, you know, we sat in a room and they said, okay, this is the basis of the idea. How crazy are you willing to go? And I just said, oh, well, however crazy you want to portray me, really. So then, I don't want to say too much without giving away the video.
Yeah. I think people need to go and check it out.
Yeah.
Three words, single white female.
Yes.
Comes to mind.
crazy single white female.
Yeah. But it's a really, really cool video. Yeah. And I was watching it and I just thought, this is really, really, you know, it's a great song, great video.
Thank you.
And it was shot locally.
Yes.
Where was it filmed, Nussi?
So we had a bunch of locations all kind of between Melbourne and Geelong. So I think one of the locations was down in Little River, Werribee. We ended up at Altona Beach. So, yeah, all locally in Melbourne.
How did you score that old black ute as well?
Oh, that was a really funny story actually, because we couldn't find a car and it actually just was parked out the front of one of the director's houses one day. They left a note on it and the guy got back to them and let us use it.
Now, you're doing a gig soon to launch the new single.
Yes.
What can we expect from the gig?
Lots of colour, lots of glitter.
Handcuffs?
Probably not handcuffs. Unless I handcuff my band to their instruments. You must play. You must play. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. That's really all I can kind of explain. A Nussi show, I just like to kind of go, bam, fun. Go.
And also the new EP. Yes. Of course, the new single's out. But when is the new EP coming?
Well, we don't have an actual date for it yet, but hopefully towards the end of the year, we'll be releasing
an EP. Fantastic.
Yep.
And, of course, you are playing at the Shadow Electric in Melbourne on Friday, 17th of July.
Yes.
And you're also playing in Sydney as well.
Yep. The Oxford Arts Factory. Wow.
Yeah. The gallery.
August 13th in Sydney as well. And tickets are available for your shows. Just go to your website, which is social media.
On Facebook, there's links to the events, but even just the websites for the venues. So in Melbourne, the Shadow Electric website and Sydney, the Oxford Arts Factory.
Excellent. And Evangeline's going to be supporting as well.
Yes, I'm so excited. She's so amazing.
Yeah.
She's lovely. So in a couple of weeks, actually.
We'll have to get her in here as well. So Facebook.
You can follow Nussi on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything like that.
Nussi
Music.
Social.
Yep. Is the one, and the single is out right now called My Heroine.
Yep.
Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
And for the first time on Enjoy, doing the song. Do you want to introduce your new single for us?
Yeah, I'm Nussi and this is my new single, My Heroine.
It's a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.